Welcome to the USPSA podcast. We'll be discussing USPSA, Steel Challenge, and Multigun. We'll be going behind the scenes to talk to area directors about USPSA board procedures and policies, what's in the minutes from the board meetings, and the discussions behind them. The current USPSA bylaws and the minutes can be found at uspsa.org/BOD_minutes and uspsa.org/bylaws. Additional information about USPSA, Steel Challenge, the rules, how to join, announcements, and where to find clubs can also be found at uspsa.org and scsa.org, and on mobile apps available from app stores.
Welcome back to another USPSA podcast. This is Jake Martins. Joining me today, what we are doing is I have one of the candidates for the special election for USPSA president. Emin is with me. We are going to go through the questions that the candidates were all sent that they have responded to on a website. We're giving another opportunity for them to kind of answer those. We'll just go straight through and answer them. And these will all be posted up by the candidates that are able to do this, hopefully before the election. So Emin, thank you for joining us today. How are you?
Good, Jake. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to me today.
Tell us just a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into the first question.
So my name is Emin. I am based out of Richmond Rod and Gun Club in San Francisco, in the San Francisco Bay Area, California. Been part of USPSA since, 2014? I am currently classified as a production single stack master and carry optics A-class. Been involved in the sport as a RO, CRO, and sometimes as a range master. Pretty much just about every level you can think of. And so I'm here today to hang out with you guys.
All right. So the first question that appears on the Q&A for all of the candidates is, why are you seeking to be president of USPSA?
One of the reasons why I'm seeking to be USPSA president is early on, I found that the easiest way to participate in major matches was to work as staff. So in the process of traveling all over the country, you know, I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of great people, to learn a lot of great things about how different clubs operate within the USPSA umbrella. And they're great people. You know, they work tirelessly to ensure that members and competitors have fun on a regular basis. So in the process of working those matches, I've learned a great deal about how everybody runs matches. And I'd really like the opportunity to be able to bring that information to USPSA as a whole so that we can all learn from each other's best practices and to continue to serve the organization and its members in a greater and greater role.
Prior to announcing your candidacy, what have you done to help promote safe, fun, and fair practical shooting?
So one of the things I currently do at my home club, Richmond Hotshots, is I serve on a safety committee. We run two matches a month, and every one of those matches, the safety committee runs around to basically make sure that the stages are legal and safe based on our range restrictions. So that's a role I've been currently working at for about the last 2 years. We also teach a introduction to competitive shooting class. I'm part of that range instructor cadre and have been so for about the last 2-3 years, basically exposing people who are interested in USPSA, IDPA, or any of the competitive action sports on the rules of the game and how to safely function within those rules. And then last but not least, we have regular scheduled practices on the weekends. So I currently serve as a squad leader, running about 9 guys to run a static line, a practice line, practice bay, and beyond that, just working all the major matches. So since I started, became an RO in about 2015, I think I've worked about 40 to 42 matches, either as RO, CR, or as RM over the years.
What qualifications set you apart from other candidates? What previous or current employment or volunteer experience do you have that qualifies you for the role of USPSA president?
So I think the most important feature about being president is how they serve their members. A leader gives more than they take. So if you've ever been to a major match, you've probably seen me working a stage. So I've been involved with club and major matches, you know, not just as a competitor, but as a match director, range master, RO, and CRO. I also had the privilege of serving as the president of my home range, Richmond Rod and Gun Club. So it's one of the largest gun clubs in the Western United States, one of, I think, maybe 3 or 4 in the San Francisco Bay Area. So in that particular role, we have about 3,000 members. It was a really great opportunity to collaboratively lead with a board of about 15 in managing the daily issues that any range can possibly deal with. So in combination with working all the matches, serving as a president of a nonprofit range, and my experience traveling and working and talking to all the members across the country, I think that's a pretty unique understanding that I can bring to the United States Practical Shooting Association.
Describe the current culture of USPSA.
USPSA is a really great community. It's a really great culture. You see folks from all different backgrounds, experiences that come to enjoy not only improving their skill at shooting firearms, but also common social ground that you can just hang out with. So, you know, match directors who basically set up the matches, you know, without a whole lot of fanfare, to the ROs who give up their weekends to run a stage, you know, even the competitors that help pace and reset the stage, we're all brought together by a volunteer spirit that has pretty much defined this sport from the beginning. So we gather every weekend, not only to share a competitive spirit, but a social bond that continues long after the last shots are fired. We've all seen competitors give up gear, ammo, guns, you know, you name it, just to ensure that someone will be able to stay in a match. That is really the very best aspect of USPSA.
After reviewing the bylaws, please explain what the president of USPSA is responsible for and how will you fulfill those responsibilities if elected?
One of the key responsibilities for the president is establishing the organization's long-term vision in conjunction with the board of directors. The president is also responsible for conducting nationals, and last but not least, currently serves as the IPSC regional director representing the organization's international interests. How to fulfill those responsibilities, you know, the president would be the public face of the organization, but we still have to work with, he or she still has to work within the constraints of the bylaws, as well as with the board of directors. So it means you have to be willing to work with and promote the ideas of the members' representatives. So as serving as the president of my home club, it's taught me the value of collaborating to determine those long goals. You know, in doing so, I've been exposed to a lot of ideas that I wouldn't necessarily think of, and it's an opportunity to be able to make the most informed decisions based on best practices from around the membership.
What are the top three areas that need to be addressed within USPSA? What is your strategy for addressing them?
So I think at the local level, USPSA is doing a really great job, but here's a couple things where I think we can provide a little bit more meaningful value. The first is talking about new club, competitor, and match director guides. So I know one of the frustrations with starting up a new club is that if you're not in a particularly mature area, there's a little bit of a knowledge and information vacuum there. One of the other things we can talk about is a competitor guide. So there are quite a few competitors I've talked to where their experience in showing up at a match was they heard about it from a friend and they showed up and they pretty much had to learn on the fly. So I think one of the things we can do there is be able to provide some short clips of introduction so that when someone does show up to a match, they have some familiarity with what the rules of the game are. And it's not just, hey, I heard this was where you could run around and shoot guns. How do I go about doing this? And the last and least, you know, with match director guides, you know, one of the things I've certainly seen from working matches across the country is that we tend to work in a vacuum. And so it would be really nice to be able to consolidate all the painful lessons that we've learned in terms of how to run a match efficiently, provide that to clubs starting out, and basically keep everybody from reinventing the wheel. From a national perspective, I think our most important issue facing us right now is being able to ensure consistent and clear communication. So we can use the USPSA rulebook. That's a really great example of some consistent and clear guidance that's anybody can understand, whether they shoot a match out at my club in Richmond or all the way out in, you know, Maine. I believe, you know, certainly what we can do is to take that consistency and apply it to our messaging. So there is a single source, or at least a more consistent source of what the organization is dealing with, as well as, you know, the issues that we're facing and what we're going about to solve those particular issues. And last but not least, I think one of my points is talking about fostering our volunteer culture, because it is still a very important part of the sport. We hear a lot about members leaving USPSA. What we don't necessarily hear a whole lot about is matches and clubs leaving USPSA. If you have a single match director basically doing everything, I've talked to a couple of folks where they spend about a year or so and then they get burned out and then they leave and there's nobody to take their place. So I think we could do a better job of trying to mentor competitors to basically take up the torch and ensure that there are clubs that are still available for members to shoot at, and basically giving back, because that's really what makes up the core of the sport.
If elected president of USPSA, please explain how you will help support the clubs, sections, and current members, as well as promote USPSA to potential members.
Under the bylaws, the president is not just one person who can dictate his vision to the organization. It's collaborating with the board and the membership to collect the best practices on club match management, developing the new competitor guide, new club guide, and the match director guide. In my mind, you know, the local clubs are basically USPSA's lifeblood. You know, without the local matches, members aren't able to experience USPSA. One of the things I think we can do is to take the best practices that each club has learned and provide that as a central information point for all clubs to be able to draw from. One of the things we could also do is to go back to creating that new startup club guide so that when somebody who just says, hey, I really want to be able to run matches and get all my buddies together and shoot USPSA, you know, they have a guide of sorts to be able to tell them, okay, what are some of the things you need to think about? Like, do I want to run this as an individual organization? Do I need to create a nonprofit? Should I create some, you know, financial protections for myself, a source to be able to find equipment, and basically essentially how to start a club from the ground up on a budget, because it is essentially a startup. So one of the other things I think about, let's look at the new competitor guide, is a series of segments so that anybody interested in USPSA, they can look at that, you know, let's call it 30 seconds or so, where they basically learn the fundamentals of what the sport is. So that way we could publish that through social media platforms or whatever platforms we see fit to expose all the firearms owners out there to not just the shooting aspect of USPSA, but also the social aspect, which I think is the most important, one of the more important factors that we don't necessarily talk about publicly. And then I think last but not least, you know, one of the things that we could also look at is to talk to different ranges around the country, you know, essentially make them an offer they can't refuse, show them why USPSA can be a valuable asset to them and how we can all promote the Second Amendment together.
After reviewing Article 5, Bylaw 5.1, please provide an outline of your strategy for items 1 through 4.
So I'm going to spend a little bit of time reviewing this verbally, even though I know it's on the website. So we talk about financial strategy, budget planning, investment strategies. In this particular role, financial advisors and accountants are the real professionals here. So sharing our overall organizational goals with them and enlisting their talents to reviewing them to establish the best possible plans for the organization moving forward, is whether it's for us as a board or it's for the managing director, that would be a priority at my end. If we talk about number 2 with membership recruitment and retention strategies, I think being able to establish some of the things we've talked about with supporting the local clubs, as well as the 4 tenants, which I'll review at the very end, I think that's one way to improve our member retention and recruitment. As far as marketing strategies, I think we can still go about developing a measured and managed social media marketing effort to be able to create a grassroots outreach for firearms enthusiasts. Certainly in the last couple of years, we've seen a rise in firearms ownership. And currently, a lot of that draw into USPSA is through word of mouth. And I think we can grow that to an economy of scale to reach more people. As far as strategies for formats of national championships, I certainly know that by the time the election is concluded, we've already thought about where the format and location of the nationals will probably be for calendar year 2022. You know, one of the things I'd like to be able to look at is striving for a format and location that balances the competitive challenge members have come to expect with member time constraints, and also providing something for the families and support structure that without which we could not participate in this sport as freely as we'd like. Number 5, strategies for establishment and management of relationships with other shooting organizations, including IPSC. At the end of the day, every shooting organization exists to promote the Second Amendment and improvement in firearm skills, as well as a social aspect. So what I'd like to be able to do as president is maintain collaborative and professional relationships within those organizations. If we take a look at IPSC, you know, the United States is one of the largest regions. You know, we have a firearms environment that is well supported by the Second Amendment. I believe it's important within us to be able to support IPSC and to be able to use our influence to be able to guide the sport at an international level. It's certainly something that we still need to be engaged with. Last but not least, I think the board of directors and NRI is there to create a fair, professional, and fun environment for members and competitors. So I really look forward to working with NRI to improve the sport and make sure that it's fair and consistent for all members and competitors, regardless of what level match they go to.
After reviewing the bylaws, explain how you see your working relationship with the managing director and board of directors.
So as I see it, the president works with the board of directors to establish USPSA's organizational vision as well as its annual and long-term goals. From there, that vision is then communicated to the managing director to make a reality with the appropriate adjustments provided as necessary to ensure that we're all moving in the right direction.
What is USPSA doing right?
At the club level, USPSA provides a great and welcoming social environment for people from all walks of life to be able to safely practice and improve their firearms proficiency skills. If we look at club and national level matches, it's a great place. It's a proving ground for firearms development. It provides identifiable metrics for competitors to evaluate their performance, their equipment. And last but not least, it is a great social environment and a wonderful community where people truly care about each other.
If elected, what other issues would you want to address, and what is your strategy for addressing them?
Any issues that would come up during the presidency, my plan is to work with the board of directors, NRI, and the USPSA permanent staff, along with subject matter experts and the membership, to find solutions that strike a balance between what our organizational objectives are, while also keeping USPSA fun for the members and the rest of the community.
If you're unsuccessful in your bid to become president, how will you serve USPSA in the future?
Well, regardless of what the outcome is, I'll continue to do what I've been doing for the last 8 years. So introducing new competitors to our sport through my home range at Richmond Broad and Gun Club. And I'll still be the same guy working major matches all over the country, you know, keeping USPSA fun and professional. And this extent, you know, realistically, this extent of the selection is really just an extension of what I've been doing, you know, for the last 8 years. Continuing to serve the members, continuing to serve the community and competitors from around the world. They're the ones that I really, really care about the most. I mean, they're without them, you know, we don't have a sport.
And just to sum up, is there anything else that you would like to cover before we close this out?
So I'd just like to close out with the four campaign points I have. Those four campaign points are that we all want fair and professional treatment as members and competitors. Second, that we need and want to define local guidance for quality club matches. Third, let's discover measured and managed social marketing efforts to build community among all our active competitors and encourage a grassroots awareness effort towards new enthusiasts. And last but not least, by fostering our volunteer culture together, we drive the engine that sustains us to keep USPSA fun and enjoyable for all members.
Eamon, thank you for taking time out today to go over this stuff. And if anybody needs to reach out to you between now and the start of the election or during the election, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
There's a website I have out there, www.keepuspsafun.com. That's kind of a first place you can look at. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram, at Eamon Lin. You can pretty much find me just about anywhere you want. So website will basically guide to you all that. And I look forward to the membership reaching out and asking whatever questions they have because you all care about the sport.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
No, thanks for your time, Jake.
To find out more about USPSA and Steel Challenge, visit USPSA.org or SCSA.org. Download the USPSA and SCSA mobile apps available in your app store. Check out the NROI.org podcast available on your favorite podcast platform. All rights for this podcast are reserved. No portion of this podcast may be used or redistributed without written permission from the USPSA president. Rules and bylaw discussions on this podcast do not constitute official rulings or bylaw change. Discussions on this podcast are meant to inform and educate. If you have questions or want to reach out to your area director or USPSA office staff, visit uspsa.org/contact.